when last did you go to the zoo as an adult? When last? So joining me on the line is Craig Allenby. He's the acting managing director at the National Zoological Gardens in South Africa, or of South Africa. Good afternoon, Craig. How are you?
Good afternoon, Gail.
Craig, just wanted to catch up with you. I mean, the last time I was at the zoo, it was absolutely revolutionary for my children and I to be able to hire a golf cart and drive up those very, very steep hills where you've got your lion and tiger enclosures. Have you still got the golf carts?
Indeed, yes. As you were saying, we've got 35 hectares in Pretoria, so that's quite a bit of walking to do, and the golf carts make it so much easier.
Oh, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. All right, so the National Zoological Gardens of South Africa's 85-hectare zoo located in Pretoria. It's the National Zoo of South Africa, and it was founded by J.W.B. Gunning, and it's been going since 1899. That's where the saying "Gunning for somebody" must come from, because it's still going. Pretoria Zoo is one of the 8 largest zoos in the world and one of the most highly rated. I'll certainly attest to that. Paul, have you been to the Pretoria Zoo?
Unfortunately, I have not, Kathy. I was at the Joburg Zoo relatively recently. I took my nieces, and that was probably about 5-6 years ago. But it's not anywhere on the scale of the Pretoria National Zoo.
No, you're talking about cable cars. You still got the cable cars?
Yes, it's still up and running. It's a great way to see not only the zoo, but also to get this wonderful 360-degree view over the city of Pretoria as well. So that's definitely a must when you come and visit us, Paul.
All right, Paul.
It's a date, Craig.
Yeah? Managing Director at the National Zoological Garden says, Paul, like that, you got to go. What are your highlights? What are your, you know, the animals not to miss? What's on at the moment?
Oh, we've got so many charismatic animals at the zoo to see. I get really excited when given an opportunity to state which animals to come and see. But I think definitely one of our highlights is to come and have a visit to our 4 gorillas. We've got 4 beautiful silverback gorillas, Western Lowland gorillas. So they're lovely to see. A lot of other primates. We've got some chimpanzees at the zoo. If you're into some really scary animals, come and have a visit to our Komodo dragons. I'm not sure if you know, Kathy, but they're actually the most dangerous animal in the world.
You know, I've heard that. I've heard that, and I wonder about their feeding. How do you feed them? Like, from far away, I imagine.
Actually, they're incredibly docile when they get used to their keepers, so they don't pose much of a threat. But the interesting thing about them is in their mouth, they have this huge variety of bacteria. But recent research has also shown that they've actually got poison glands as well. So not only do you die from this huge infection, you get poisoned as well. So that's really something to come and see at the zoo.
Gee whiz, those Komodo dragons. So, Paul, you had a question earlier that you asked me, the difference between poisonous and venomous.
Yes.
Is that your question?
No, my question is, what's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? And I'll tell you the answer, because it's not what you think. It's not technical. A crocodile will see you in a while, but an alligator will see you later.
There we have it.
I'll remember that one for my next Q&A session.
But you also had a question.
Yeah, the difference between venomous and poisonous.
Okay, so the difference between venomous and poisonous is?
Poisonous will hurt you if you eat it, but venomous will hurt you if it eats you. So snakes are venomous, but mushrooms are poisonous.
There you go. You see, we learn something every day. All right, Craig, what are the other animals? So you've got the gorillas, you've got, you said that you've got the Komodo dragons. What reptiles have you got aside from the Komodo dragons? Because I think you, if I recall, you still had a very, very big reptile house.
That's right, yes. We've got a number of reptiles on display, including the infamous Houdini. If you'll remember, a couple of years ago, he actually managed to escape his terrarium at the zoo. So he's still on display. So we've got all the way from very venomous snakes, such as the black mambas, green mambas, boomslang, to some pythons. There are a number of reptiles on display at the zoo as well.
Very interesting. Craig, have you seen Harry Potter?
I had, yes.
That scene where he's looking at this python, and then the window disappears. So, have you got that kind of a setup?
We do, yes, but fortunately there's no magic at play at the zoo. Everything is incredibly safe.
Really? Okay. What other animals have you got? And then I want to ask you about Gautrain.
Not to be missed as well, we have the largest inland marine aquarium on the African continent. So if you're into the fishy kind of things, come and visit Dory and Nemo. They're on display. We have our own version of Paul the Octopus, so you can have a look at him. Then going into the zoo side, oh, there's magnificent animals. We've got an okapi on display. We're just busy in some discussions to bring in another one.
Do you know, people don't believe that okapis actually live, that actually exist. Sasha, do you know what an okapi is?
I do.
Do you know what an okapi is?
I do not.
How would you explain an okapi? It's like a cross between a horse and a zebra and
a giraffe.
A giraffe. Yes.
Yes. It's like all spare parts put together into this, and it's really such a splendid, magnificent animal.
It's gorgeous. It's got stripes. Just Google it, and you'll see. OKAPI. Okapi.
And in the UK, they named it after Meghan Markle.
Really, yes. Meghan the okapi.
That's how I know what an okapi is.
Isn't that rude?
I think they were trying to pay tribute.
Oh, okay. But okapis are absolutely beautiful. All right, so that's wonderful, and you're trying to get it a mate. What else can we expect to see at the zoo? Oh, that's another thing. Can we picnic at the zoo?
Most definitely. There's lots of picnic opportunities at the zoo. We've got a nice big lawn area. So that's really one of the great things to come and do at the zoo. I think during the holiday seasons, we're always looking for something to do with families, to get away, to leave cell phones and iPads and all that technology at home and come out to the zoo and just have a great time with the family. I think the only thing you need your cell phone for is to take some selfies. So that's a great opportunity now in the holiday. Come and visit us at the zoo.
Fantastic. How do we get there? Can we talk about Gautrain? There's something especially happening with Gautrain.
Exactly, yes, especially for your listeners in the Johannesburg area. We're running a promotion with the Gautrain. So from the 14th to the 28th, if you board the train anywhere in Johannesburg and you get off at the Pretoria station and you look for one of their friendly promoters, they'll give you a wristband and you can come to the zoo for free.
That's incredible. Wow. Now, as a parent, perfect, perfect. You can, I don't know, take your nieces and nephews. Take the whole family, right? You take the train trip, especially if you've never been on the Gautrain. It is an experience, and it's a good experience. Go off to Pretoria. You find one of the promoters at the Pretoria station. You get a wristband, and you go from the train station to the zoo.
I want to see this other Paul, the Paul the Octopus.
Paul the Octopus. Is he making predictions?
I need some help for the next year's elections. I thought maybe you could combine work and pleasure.
Yeah.
Head over to the zoo.
There was a very famous Paul who was predicting teams for the World Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he became calamari after the World Cup.
Yeah. It's terrible. Okay, so thank you so much. Thank you, Craig. Just one question. How do we get from Pretoria Station to the National Zoological Gardens?
And that's where it gets even easier. You walk straight out from the station, board one of the Gautrain buses, which will drop you off right at the main entrance to the zoo. So for 2, 3, 4 hours, you don't have to see your car. Get onto the Gautrain, get off Pretoria Station, on the bus, at the zoo.
Absolutely fantastic. Craig Allenby, that's where we leave it. Thank you very, very much.